Pshitas Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Shofar is that the mitzvah is Shmias Shofar. Mitzvah's essence is naturally Shmua Kol Shofar. Okay, and then the Rambam also in Perek Beis also called Chayovim B'Shmias Shofar. So Shofar, the mitzvah, is the Shmia. That's Pshitas Rambam. The problem is the Rambam paskes himself. In Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, HaMisasek B'Tkiyas Shofar L'Slamed Lo Yotze D'Yichud Bo. So a person that Kavod HaMisasek is not Yotze. V'chen Shomea Min HaMisasek Lo Yotze. And if a person is Misasek and you listen from him, it's just not Yotze. Ad Sheniskav, so they said the Rambam, Niskaven Shomea Latzet D'Yichud Bo, so Niskaven HaTokeh Lo Tziyoy. If the Shomea is Niskaven, but the Tokeh doesn't have intention to be Moitze him, or she Niskaven HaTokeh Lo Tziyoy, or Niskaven HaShomea Latzes, Lo Yotze Yidichud Bo, so that's the Rambam, as she Niskaven Shomea U'Mashmia. Both the Shomea and the Mashmia need to have Kavona. And the question is very sure. Because even though the Gemara is Mashma, this way the Gemara says, Niskaven V'Tokali, if the mitzvah is Shmias Kol Shofar, why does he have Kavonas HaTokea? Even though the Tokea is not Mechaven to be Moitzi, the person who is listening, as long as he's doing the mitzvah and you're Shomea, you should be Yoitzeh. So why is the Rambam says not? So Reb Chaim says the following, why do you need Kavod HaShmua? So says the Rambam, the following, it says Reb Chaim two terutzim. The first one, if even though the kiyum mitzvah is the shmiya, there is a kiyum, but the mitzvah always needs a mindset, and the mindset ha-mitzvah is the tkiya. So even though the mitzvah, the kiyum is the shmiya, the mindset ha-mitzvah is the tkiya. So for you to be able to get the tkiya, you have to get the tkiya of the tokea. So the tokea has to be meyaches to you. Blibes a gather of shlichus, or maybe a shomea ki'oine. Be as it may, the couple small learns, we learn from the Pasuk, Yom Truah Yelochem, there's Mashma, that Echa Tokea Lekulam, but every mindset needs a mindset, every mitzvah needs a mindset mitzvah. So the mindset mitzvah is here, and the Kavonas HaMashmiya is to be Meyaches, his mindset Kia to you, but the Kiyum is the Shmiya. The second terzo Reb Chaim says, because without the Kavonas Shomea HaMashmiya, the Shomea is like a Misasek. In other words, if you go ahead and you do a mitzvah without a mindset, that you're listening, that's a misasek, that's not doing a mitzvah. So the kavonas shomea o mashmia is to be meyaches to you the mindset that you should not be a misasek. And says Rabbi Yosheber that the two terutzim in Har Kedem, he says the two terutzim are really the same. The shmia be'atma lo ave mindset klavi, the tkiya le mindset mitzvah, you need the tkiya to be a mindset mitzvah because shmia is not a mindset. So the reason why you have to be miyaches a mindset mitzvah, because otherwise it's misasek. For a person to get a kiyum, he has to do something. And here the doing is the tkiya, but the kiyum is the shmiya. And therefore the mashmiya has to give your kavon to be miyaches for you to be able to participate in his mindset. That's what Reb Chaim says. Otherwise it's misasek. The question is, where do you find such a mitzvah? That the mitzvah here is not the mindset and the kiyum are separate. The mindset mitzvah is the tkiya and the kiyum is the shmiya. Why is it in such a way? Lechoera, usually the mindset mitzvah and the kiyum go hand in hand. Right? You make a the mila, if there is a mindset mila, there is a kiyum on the mindset mila. Maybe there's a kiyum on something else afterwards, but always there is a mindset and the kiyum go hand in hand. And here the mindset is the tkiya, and the kavon and the kiyum is the shmiya. Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu do mitzvah shofar in such an odd way? Now the second question is the following: you know the tkiya shofar is a mitzvah seser, but there is lechoyra one bigger inyan. There is an inyan on tkiya shofar that is a gedr of tefillah. That not only is a mitzvah seser, and the gedr of the mitzvah is that becomes a form of prayer, a form of tefillah. So Rabbi Yosheber says that on the Rambam. The Rambam writes, the Shofar Shatoifim Rosh Hashanah is a keves kvosim kfufim. It has to be bent. And the Ravid asks on the Rambam, how does he know that that's me'akev? And he argues that's only like a tchila. But the Rambam holds it's me'akev if it's not kofuf. So where does he get the din kofuf? For the Gemara, the machloek is tanoim. Is it poshut odif? Is it a straight shofar better or a kofuf better? And the Gemara says like this: "B'mayka mipalgi." What's the machlokes? One holds kama the koyif in shdaitet v'malet. The best thing is to be bent down, and the other one holds kama the poshet in shvedaitet v'. It is better to be straightforward. So that's why this kavona. The question is, which one is better? Rashi says, "What's the pshat?" Rashi says like this: "Kama de koyif inish betfilosoi, pon of kvushim loretz." That when you have to, that you have to be bowed down, bowing down and facing the earth. Mishum vehayo yin libi inisham ilkach broshon delitfilo lasker kida sitzchok bo boyin kufim. So Rashi says, because by tefila there is a locha that says that I have to face my heart, to look at my heart. Therefore, tkiya shofar, which comes la'askir akedas Yitzchok, is really needs to be that way also. So you see beferush, that the reason why it's to be kufim is not aloch and shofar, it's aloch and tefila. And the same thing, the mandomo holds the person kama de posh, that the straight shofar is better, Rashi says, because by tefillah there is such a thing that you raise your heart to your hands, I mean you raise it up. So you see that the halacha of kfufin and pshutim is halacha in tefillah, and it affects the shofar. And according to the Rambam, that's me'akev the shofar. So you see beferush that is tefillah. Rabbi Yoshi Ber actually adds that if you look at the psukim, those are the same psukim that the Gemara Nevomas brings on the machloikes, how a person should daven. One man, the Omer, says, you should put your eyes facing down, you have to face your heart. And the other one, the man, the Omer, says, by tefillah, you have to face up, you have to look up. That nisa levovino shama el kapayim. So you see beferush that the psukim which are brought legabe shofar is the same psukim legabe tefillah. So you see the shofar is a form of tefillah. Okay, so this is one. Now the truth is there is even more. The Rabbi Yoshi Ber explains that that's why tefillah is kelifnim kivan de lizikorin dom is kelifnim. Since that shofar, the Gemara says, in kategor nasa sanegor, because there's a din of kodesh kodoshim, because it's the lizikorin. What's the pshat? The pshat is, if it's a gather of tefillah, a gather tefillah is lifnei Hashem, so mimela has a din of entering kodesh kodoshim. That's why the aloha is in kategor nasa sanegor. And one raya which Rabbi Yoshi Ber quotes in Harikedem, which is an amazing raya, is Biur Aloch in Tafkuf Pei Chesiv Beis. He asks the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that if you go ahead and you interrupted the Seder Atkiyas because you had to go to the washroom or you went to a place that was smelling, if there was a long hefsek, you have to start back the Seder. So says the Biur Aloch is Mashmud Magen Avraham, that if a person is in somewhere which is not clean, he cannot blow shofar. He says, why not? Cuba mitzvah you could do. You can't daven or you can't learn if it's a smelly place. But why can't you make the mitzvah? Says Rabbi Yoshi Ber, but if the mitzvah of kia shofar is a mitzvah of tefillah, that's why the Mishnah Berurah Magen Avraham holds you cannot do b'mo voice of mitunofim. Now, there is even more of a raya on this aspect. The Shitas Rashi is the following. Shitas Rashi is that Rashi in Chumash quotes the following. Shitas Rashi is that there is a that the idea of Malchus, Zichroinus, and Shofreis is very different from the Shitas of the other Rishonim. In Pasha Semur, the Pasuk says, B'chodesh Hashvi'i Bechad L'chodesh Elachem Shabbos Zichroin Trua, Kosim Rashi says, was been Zichroin Trua, Zichroin Psuki, Zichroinus, Psuki, Zoyforus, Liskor Lachem Akida Sizcha, Shekor Vtach Talhayel. On the post of Zichron Trua, he says that that is delusion to the say the psukim that you say Malchus Chonis and Shaforis. And the Ramban asks and says that's not right. It's only a smachta midivreim, because the Gemara says beferush that if a person has a choice of going to a place where they have the ability to daven musaf, because they have an ear, or to go to a place where they have the shofar, you have to go to the place of shofar. And the Gemara says poshut, because brochas is only the rabbanon, meaning the tefillah is on the rabbanon, the psukim, malchus, zechrones, and shofar is on the rabbanon, shofar is the raisa. So clearly you see that psukim, malchus, zechrones, and shofar is only the rabbanon. So the Rashi says on the pasuk zichru in truah is keneged zeh, says the Ramban is only asmachta be'alma. However, if you look at Shitas Rashi is that even though the psukim are only perhaps the rabbanon, but the idea of malchus zichrones and shofaros is the raisa, because Rashi says you in the Mishnah you have to blow three sdorim of sholosh. And Rashi explains why, because seder shel sholos achas lemalchus achas lechronos achas lechronos. And Rabbi Yoshi Ben doesn't quote, but there's another even bigger raya. The second Mishnah, other Mishnah says, if a person davened already and didn't blow shofar, he has to blow shofar three times sholosh shel sholosh sholosh. He has to blow three sdorim or three each. Says Rashi, achas lezichronos, achas lemalchus, achas lezichronos, achas lezichronos. So, one second, he davened already. There's a case that he davened already. So he's only blowing three times because it's a chiva Torah. But the Ram with Rashi Shita is that is achas lemalchus, achas lezichronos, achas lezichronos. And then there is another ayah. The raya is the Rambam, the Mishnah says, Toka barishayna u'moshach bashniya kishnayim. If you blow the first tkiya, then you blow shvorim, whatever, and the last tkiya, you blew a very long one that was enough to be the last of the previous seder and the first of the next seder, ein biyodoy el achas. You only became, you could only do one, you cannot count for two. So Rashi says, "Umasha b'shniya she'achar atru amochsha kishtaim, losses b'shtaim, tzorech lasoy zohar zohar, you cannot split the tkiya into two, pshuta l'achareya de malchus, pshuta l'fonei zichronos, you cannot use the same tkiya to be the end of malchus, the beginning of zichronos." Are we talking that this is the tkiya de Mehoimet? So one second, the pshat is that he finished the tkiya de malchus and he wants to count this as the beginning of zichronos, means that he has to finish all the zichronos. How long is this tkiya? Doesn't make any sense. But Shitas Rashi is very gewaldig because the tkiyas are one malchus, one zichronos, and one shofaros. So that's why if you make the last tkiya of malchus long enough to be the beginning of the next one, you're using it for malchus and zichronos, irrespective or despite the fact that you're not saying any psukim. So the question is, if Rashi understands that the tkiyas are malchus, zichronos, and shofaros, must be that it's a get of tefillah. So it must be that it's a gather of tefillah. So lechoyer is also a raya that shofar is tefillah. But if the shofar is tefillah, the question that is very odd, if the mitzvah is shmiya, how can shofar be midoraisa, lechoyer even according to Rashi, some kind of a tefillah? Lechoyer, the people want to say in the head from Rabbi Horowitz, he could say that the machloikes, if it's what shofar, Rambam writes in the shofar is uri yeshim mitar. The maschem is a form of awakening. So it could be that if mitzvah is shmiya, shofar is awakening. However, if it's tefillah, the mitzvah is tkiya. But it's not mashma. And the kasha is because if you realize in the Rabbi Yoshi Ben quotes somewhere else, if you look at the chasimas abrocha, the chasimas of shofar is Shomea kol truas amu Yisrael barachim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to our tkiya barachamim. How can you make such a brocha? How do you know that Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to shofar? He gave us a mitzvah. Everywhere else, zichron zichra bris, we quote a pasuk. Melech al kol oretz, we quote a pasuk. How do you know that Kodesh Baruch Hu shomea kol truas amu Yisrael barachamim? Elamai, you have to say, because shofar is tefillah. And because shofar is tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomea tefillah, so shomea kol truas amu Yisrael barachamim. So you see that in the brocha tefillah, shofar is what is shmiya, is a tefillah. So how can the Rambam learn this? If the Rambam holds the mitzvah is the shmiya, and according to the Reb Chaim, perhaps everybody holds it, the kiyum is shmiya, the mindset is The Mais is Kia. How can it be Tfila? What kind of a Tfila is that? That is Bikuyim al Yedei Shmiya. That's question number two. And the question number three is the following. We know that the Rama says that we are noyeg to go ahead and to dip apple in the honey. And we eat an Roshan apple dipped in honey. So state in grow, why is that? Because he says the story of the brocha is that Esav came to get the brochas from Yitzchak, happened on Rosh Hashanah. And on the day of Rosh Hashanah, we know that Esav's clothing smelled kereach Gan Eden, and state in Gemara, kereach Sodom, sorry, that he smelled like Gan Eden. And the Gemara says what the smell of Gan Eden is, kereach Sodom shel Tapuchim, it smells like apples. So the apples are an allusion to the big day Esav, which smell like Gan Eden, and we put it in honey to make it, to give it a sweetness, to be able to take it this away from Esav into us. Now, why did the story of the brochas happen specifically on Rosh Hashanah? According to the Gro, that at least the Shita, and again, it's machloik as if it was on Rosh Hashanah or if it was on Pesach, Rashi Shita Chumash is the Pesach, and Chori stole the Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar Bishu when the world was created, if Benisan or Betishrei. But according to the Mandom, it was Betishrei, Rabbi Elazar. Why the story of the Brochas happened specific on Rosh Hashanah? To answer all of this, I'd like to quote the Magal Mukas. Magal Mukas says that the three Zmani Hadin of Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Hashanah, way of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Neshan Rabak, and Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov. Yitzchok is keneged Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, because it's Yom HaDedina, is the day of Din, which is Yitzchok is Midas HaDin. Yom Kippur is keneged Yaakov Avinu, Manuir HaMokri Mazeh, this is Yaakov, and Yom Kippur is the Yom HaNoira, and Sukkot, which is the Zman HaChesed, the Zman HaMaim, this is Oishan Rabba, and that's Keneged Avrom, which is Midas HaChesed. Now, what's a pshat that the first part of the Din starts specifically with Yitzchak? Why does it start with Avrom? But the answer is very simple, because B'tchila Ola B'day to live Rabbi Midas HaDin, the world was created Midas HaDin, all the purpose of the world, the Bria. Chesed was the motivation why to create the world, but the Ascholos of the world is the concept of creating creatures, creating Adam, creating a separate Adam who has a mission. That's Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin means that Kodesh Baruch Hu hid himself, that's the Tzimtzum, and created an ability for Adam to earn it, which is the Midas HaDin. So this is the beginning of Din, which is the concept of Malchus that will allow to create distance for Adam to be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to relate back. That's the day of Rosh Hashanah, it's the day of Midas HaDin, because that's the day of the beginning of the Bria. Yitzchok Avinu, which is Midas HaDin, he's the beginning of the Jewish people, right? He's the firstborn Jew, which is the beginning of Yiddishkeit, is also Yitzchak Avinu, which is Midas HaDin. And you could understand why is Midas HaDin, right? Because all the idea of splitting, of having, what's Brias HaAdam? Brias HaAdam is that Adam was created as a separate being and was Makir B'Malchuso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam, which was Adam and Chava, the Zohar, the Keva, which is the giver and the taker, also were split. So the Rosh Hashanah is the split of creation, an independent Adam. Independence of Adam is to allow him to be Zoicha B'Midas HaDin, and independence is only possible B'Midas HaDin because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself. He creates a veneer which allows that impression of independence. Yitzchak Avinu is the one, the Koyach of Rosh Hashanah, of Brias Adam. He's the brochas come from him. That's why is Davka on the night of Rosh Hashanah is the day that Yitzchok gives the brochas, because in essence, Midas HaDin is the one that's giving the brochas. If you look at Yitzchok Avinu, what was his tefillah? His tefillah Samincha, it's called Lasuach Basode, Ve'in Sicha Ela Tefillah. So Sicha, Lifnei Hashem Ishpoich Sichoi. The word Siach is the same word of siach hasod, like plants that sprout out. So the Malbim explains what's siach. is the tefillah which is spontaneous, that sprouts out from the heart. There is one tefillah which is we go when we verbalize, but there is a spontaneous something that sprouts out from the heart, is the feelings, the emotions. Yitzchak Avinu, his own mitzius, his midas adin creates a veneer. It creates a image. It creates a surface. Is to dig below the surface to allow the heart to express itself. Yaakov, what did Yitzchak do? They were Be'er Samayim. That the Plishtim, Yoshua v'Sitmon, they went and they covered all the Be'eres. What did Yitzchak do? He revealed the Be'eres. What the idea of Midas Adin is that Kodesh Baruch Hu hides himself. And the idea of being the Tikkun of Midas Adin is to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that this world, which creates a separateness, is only an image, but the connection is there. That's why it's a spontaneous tefillah. If you look at the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah of Shofar is the highest form of tefillah because it's not verbalized. It's the tefillah of the feelings, of the voice that comes from the heart. The chidush of the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is not that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do a mindset tefillah, but doing the mindset tefillah, what we do is we review our hearts and we listen to our hearts. Shtetner Rav Tzodek. Rav Tzodek writes that we have a nekuda in our hearts which is still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as on Rosh Hashanah we created a separation, we could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the connection is here. We have to review that connection. That is what the pasuk says, Sfas emes tikun laad. There is a voice of truth that is forever. That's Sfas emes tikun laad is the voice of your heart. V'yesh b'kol echad mi'Yisrael, says Reb Tzodek, nikuda zu desfas emes. There is a voice of truth in your heart, asher tikun lo'ad, and that's what the Zohar writes in Parshas Kitisa. And that's this nikuda, this part of the heart that's still connected. Ne'amar ha'shomer emes le'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps emes, and he guards it, the emes within a self. Tkia shofar is to awaken that heart with a voice, an expression of the heart. We do a mindset. Now the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is to liberate our hearts, but to listen to our hearts. That's what the book says, Lecho Omar Libi. This is the time that my heart is speaking. That's why the Gruy Meister writes, that's also to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says, "Al te'atzvu ki ched vas Hashem ha'uschad." The pasuk Nechemiah says, "It's a day of happiness." Shtein Reb Chaim Volozhin, and death is only legabe any cry, but the spontaneous cry that comes during davening that you're allowed to, because you see from Chana it says, "Ubochu itivke." But what's the tefillah of Chana? Vehi medaberes el liba. The idea of the shofar is to awaken that visceral voice that comes from the inside to allow the heart to reveal itself. The mitzvah of the key of the tefillah is that our tefillah is to listen to our hearts. That's the highest form of tefillah. So he asked, how is it possible that that's a form of tefillah? A tefillah is by saying, no, our tefillah is our heart's pouring out, is the Yitzchok, which is Lasuach Basod, that the bear is being revealed. That's, by the way, I heard even from Rabbi Horowitz, that's a pshat, I think, in the Pasuk, you could say. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Pei Aleph, that talks about Shofar, Tiku b'chui de Shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. The Pasuk says, Sfas l'yadati, a language that I never knew, Eshma, I'm going to listen to it. So this Pasuk is givaldic, you don't have to say. The Shofar allows me to Sfas l'yadati, a language that I had that I never knew, Eshma, I will listen. That idea is that Shofar, that's why the Rambam says that Shofar is Uri Yesheni Mitar de Maschem, is to awaken our hearts. That's tshuva, to go connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to live higher, but to go deeper inside, to connect to that nekuda, which never separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as much as there was the Nisira, we look for that nekuda, which is still there. Our tefillah is a tefillah which is beyond verbalizations, beyond speaking, is a tefillah of quietness. All Midas Adin is the avoid of Midas Adin is not to speak, it's just the opposite, is to be stoic. That's why by the Dafayomi today, right, the Bekiva, stoic, kachom, the tefillah, the idea of Midas Adin is to be quiet. By being quiet allows you to listen to our hearts. And Lechoira, Reb Shlomo Fischer also quotes, that's the pasuk says, Shima Shem Tzedek Akshiva Rinosi Hazina Tfilosi, listen to my rina, to my tefillah, Beloi Sivsi Mirma, without lying or without distortion of my lips. What tefillah is without the distortion of the lips? That's the tefillah that we have. That's Lecho Omar Libi, Bokshufonai. Bokshufonai, Rashi says, that the lip is talking on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because our lip is connected. Tkiyah Shofar creates the highest form of tefillah. It's not a tefillah that we speak, it's a tefillah that we listen. That's why Shtab Tzodok writes in Pritzadik that Shofar Godol, what's the Shofar Godol? Is Shufrei Lo and the Yovel Ikri Shofar. The Bina, the understanding of the heart, is the Shofar Godol. When you go ahead and you listen to your heart, you make the shofar into a shofar godel. That's why the Loshon shofar is Loshon shufri, which is beauty. Because shofar allows you to see the beauty within ourselves, which is that kesher of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the highest form of tefillah is a tefillah, says Reb Chaim, you do a mindset, but your mindset ha-tefillah is not that the tefillah should be the ikar. The mindset tefillah is to open your heart. And therefore, a spontaneous cry, there's no problem, because that is the real avoida. The real avoid of Midas Adin is not that we connect a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but our connection allows us to experience that the connection is already there. Allow us to listen. The Dibur allows it to listen, which says Mitzvah Shofar is the Mindset Kiyah that creates a Kiyum of Shmiah, and that Kiyum of Shmiah is the Tachlis Tikkun of Rosh Hashanah.